So let's begin Hakdama Ches now. So the Sifsa Chaim is talking about various ways to break up the 10 spheros. There's the right column, the left column, the middle column. There's up and down. So now Hakdama Ches, he breaks it up. It's entitled Chachma Bina. And he says, Dal Osios Havaya, the four letters of Shem Hashem. He explains that Bo Yisbar Heyach Yitzchalko Esther Sfiros Ladad Bechinas. He's going to explain how the 10 spheres can be broken up into really four different sections. Aridei Shegam HaMochin Mischalkin LeBeis Bechinas Chachma Bina. By separating the brain, the higher part, that brain can be broken up into Chachma Bina. V'kama Kinuyim Shiesh Sfiros Bina. And the different terms used for Bina. V'Heyach Merumazim HaEsther Sfiros B'dal Osios Havaya. Okay. Fa'at, he explains now, Navo l'chalakam l'arba. So now he's going to divide the 10 spheres into four different chalakam. Shekacha nechalakam ha'eser spheres b'chol sifrei talmidei bal shem tov z'chus yugod nilinu. U'barov kisri arizal b'zor kadosh. Most of the time it's broken up in these four different ways. Chachma, Bina, Teferes, Malchus. Ayadei shenosiv l'chali gam b'hamochin bein chachma bina. By separating the brain, those spheres of chachma and bina, Kes is really not a part of the picture. So you're saying Chachma and then Bina, and then Tiferes is the next six, is a unit of the next six, which is Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. Those six is really all Tiferes. And then Malchus is the fourth one. That's how you break it up. And Kesser is too high up to really be part of the picture here. These are the four divisions according to many of this form. And they're all true, but this is one of the very important ways to break it up. So he says, Kinoda. And by the way, Das, we discussed Das a little bit, but Chachma Bina Das is not really a sphere. Das is, it's Kola Chachma Bina. Chachma Bina come together, so it's called them. It's not really viewed as its own sphere. So he says, Kinoda, it's known, She'or Hashem Yisbarach Meir B'chol Ha'olamos B'bechinam Yuchedes, that's known, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's or his light, his energy, it spreads into each of the worlds through Dalet Osios Hashem Havaya Baruch Hu. Hashem's name is the Iker of everything. Os Yud Meir B'Chachma. The letter Yud, you have four letters, Yud Kevavke. So Yud is represents Chachma. V'Kotosha Yud B'Keser. Where the Yud has a little thing on the top. This Machlok is what the Kotosha Yud is. Some say it's the top, some say it's the little bottom of the Yud. Whatever that is, that refers to Keser. It's very small, it's impossible for us to understand. That's how small it means. Not small in the value, but small in our understanding. Os Hey, he writes, is Rishona, the first Hey of Yud Kevavke. Meira Bibina, that's Bina. Os Vav is Betiferes, which includes Meshisha Ktsavos Kanal, which includes the sixth one I mentioned before, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yusod. Those six are really called and captured in the word Tiferes. And Os Hey, the last one, Tata, the last one, the bottom Hey, is Malchus. Okay, so these are the basic breakups. So he says, Nimtza, Sha'ora Chachma v'Or Bina ba'im mishnei osios nifradim. Or Chachma Bina, they come from two separate letters. Yud is Chachma, and He is Bina. The odiation of Kamina ben Chachma Bina, there's also another difference, is ki b'Chachma yesh ba'lamid be'y shvilim. There's leiv shvilim, there's 32 paths, which are mashbim ora, which give off this light, that's Chachma. However, Bina, Yesh ba Chamishim Sharm, the 50 gates of Bina, V'nikram Chamishim Shari Bina. So there are 32 Shvilos of Chachma and 50 Sharm of Bina. Interesting thing, if you just take a look why one's called the Shvilim, why is one's called the Sharim. So you take a look at Os Dal here on the side here, Nesivos Visharim. Beitz Chaim, the Rav Chaim Vital writes from the Kisvei, from the Arizal. Why is it called Nesivos? What's the difference of the terms gate versus paths? He says, Mishum de'elu alamed beis Nesivos, there are 32 paths, same zecharim, they're males. Chachma refers to the father in these images, and the bina refers to the mother. So Nesivos is the zecharim, the male. Mesiras Chachma, Om this biyamin, which is on the right side, which is where Chassid is, which is the male. A path is a direction you go. Men give. They're mashbia. Aval habina hi ema. That's the mother. Helmedes Bismol, she's standing on the left side, which is where the Bina is, the Kaaba, she receives always. Lachinakram Sham, gates are the things that you enter into gates. So Ya'an Haim Kamo Psacham Psuchim opened up entranceways, Kishare Psuchim the Kaaba Basochan Nesivos Chachmas. So that's why the man versus woman, husband versus wife, Nesivos versus Sharim lines up very nicely with Chachma and Bina. Okay. Now, just to understand a little bit about Chachma and Bina, we've maybe mentioned this in the past, but a good way to understand Chachma and Bina, what the difference is Chachma is the Tanya goes through in the beginning, explain Chachma is a fact, an idea, and Bina is breaking down to the details, to the components. Halacha is Chachma, and Bina is like the lumdus. Svardim are Chachma, they're very interested in Halacha, bottom line. The Yushalmi is about just bottom line, what's the Halacha, a Mishnah is called the Halacha. And Bina is Ashkenazim and the briskers of breaking things down and dissecting everything. That's Bina. It's really Svardim versus Ashkenazim. And you go to men versus women, you know, women are very into details. I was once traveling on a flight a number of years ago in Eretz Yisrael by myself for some recruiting. I was watching this piece on the differences between men and women. Of course, there are many. But one of the differences they pointed out is how men and women understand directions. So men, view things now, north and south and east and west, like a bird's eye view overall. And women say, oh, the gas station over there, then you're going to see the store over there, and the coffee shop over there, the details. The women are very much into the details, how things look. And men are over the general idea. So that Chachma is general, and then the Bina is the details. So this is men versus women, Sephardim versus Ashkenazim. So then he writes further, the Hinei or Halamed Beis Nesivos, Chachma, Ba'atma, Gavov Kadosh Ma'od, so high is the Chachma, it's right below Keser. So this is the highest sphere that we could really comprehend, if anything. Chachma, even though we could, Keser we can't even speak of. Keser is like off the radar. Chachma we could speak of, but in reality, we don't even understand it. A human being that's born from a woman, we can't understand it while we're alive. So even that is really uncomprehendable. Kilo yirenu ha'adam v'chai. No one could see me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and live. V'chai hu chachma, k'mo shekasev ha'chachma t'chaye. So chai represents chachma. V'chein shar ha'nun sh'abina. Now bina, which is a lower level, we can understand 49 of them, but the 50th shar, the 50th gate, which is right below chachma, k'mo or chachma sh'yev shar la'asigo, is like the light of chachma itself, which is also not understandable. V'afil Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashem lo hisig shar nun. There's a little bit of Elokim I was missing. So we know that Bina is also Elokim. Because Bina is on the, from your perspective, so we'll do it this way. So this is Chachma, this is Bina. And this is Chesed, this is Gur, for you guys, right? So Chesed is on the side, Yudke Vavke, it's about Chesed. And this side is Elokim, Gur is Elokim. But even Bina, there's different Shem Hashem used for the different spheros. So the Shem Hashem of Bina is Yudke Vavke, but it's Yudke Vavke with the Nekudos of Elokim. It's punctuated with a Sego like Elokim, and then the Cholam, and the Chirik. So it's a combination of Yudke Vavke, but it's an Elokim type of Yudke Vavke. So that's where the Dinam is created from Bina. So that's why it's referred to here as Elokim, that the Pasuk says, V'atichasreyu me'at me'elokim. There's a little bit of Elokim, a little bit of that world of Bina, which I didn't understand, which is referring to the 50th gate. V'amru chachameinu zal, chamishim sharei Bina nimsu l'moshe chutz me'achad. And that's what the Gemara tells us explicitly. He was given 50 gates minus one, namely 49 gates he was given. V'zeh shar nun shel Bina shekfar yesh ba'or chachma. Because already Bina, the highest level of Bina, is already transitioning into Chachma, which is a world we can't understand. Aval or, going on to the next page, or harbina ba'atzma, the light of Bina itself, kvar yesh mitzios la'asiga. But other than the 50th gate, we can understand Bina. V'gam shechachma u'bina nechlek in l'shnei b'chinas nefrados, granted Chachma and Bina are two different worlds of understandings. Im kol zeh, heim mechubarim u'mekushar m'yachtav gecha. They're really all connected. Now, one of the things are that, actually, I want to get to, after this paragraph, I'll go back to a footnote. So, everything in this world is really connected. You know, people, we're all connected. Even though we look different, we act different, we're all connected. So Bina is, we understand we're different, but we can't understand how we're connected. That's the challenge of understanding. That's what Chachma really means. That Chachma is one unit, Bina is Chakiris. So we're really all Mechubarim, we're all Mekusharim, Yachtav Ke'echad. Kamosha Kasa Bezor HaKadosh, the Tevas Bina, the word Bina, are the Osios of Ben Yudhei, the child, the offspring, the product of Yudhei. Hainu, what does that mean from Yudhei? Because Yudhei, Hainu Shiyesh Ba Tamid Or, Shnei Osios HaRishonim, Yud Shachachma, He Shabina. Yud is Chachma, He is Bina. And really, the two of them together, everything is really an offshoot of Yud and He together. They're really intertwined. Ki Chachma Bina, Nikra Mizra HaKadosh, Train Ra'in, Delo Misparshin. These are two friends that are not separable. They're attached to each other. You really cannot separate Chachma and Bina. We think we can. We think the Sfardim are this way, and the Ashkenazim are this way, the men are this way, the women are this way, but in reality, they're Trey Rain, they're friends. You cannot separate between the two of them. Shem Tomid B'yachad Veinam Misparshim, that they're connected and inseparable, or inseparable. Afilu Imaseinu Einam Ruin Chas V'Sham, even though the actions may not be the same. Husband and wife, they're married, they're attached to each other, and even though they may not be getting along, they don't understand, they can't separate. Mipnei Shepagam Achet, even when a person does an Avera, there's an area of Bina that's untouchable. That you can't touch. No matter how bad a person got, Bina is the area of Tshuva. It's an area that can't be broken. So even though on the outside it seems like they can't work out with each other, and in this highest level they're very much connected. About the Teferis, Umalchus, the lower levels, Yesh ben Pirud Kiviyachol, Kim Shavaseinu Einem Ratzon, Ritzuin Chas Hashem, Kiniskar Lehalam. So it's very important to know when you see things externally, how you act or someone else acts, how different we might be, we have to get ourselves to the world of Bina where we're all very much interconnected. And this is a very, very high level, but that's what's going on here. This idea of training Roin Lo Misparshin is very, very key. It's spoken about Safanet Sneis as an area of the Zohar, which is like the Mishnayos of Kabbalah, where the Gra has, he writes his Perishon. They talk about these two areas that you can't separate, these train run, that initially when husband and wife get married, they have this relationship which is Achar Ba'achar, which is they're backwards with each other. They're connected, but they don't really understand and appreciate the love for each other. They love each other because she finally found the guy who's willing to date her, and he found the girl who's willing to date him. And that's it. And they like to hang out because they have someone to hang out with, but they don't really love each other. You tell a chassan, you might say I love you, when you get married in the first week, but you really don't love each other because you don't really know each other. That's achar b'achar. That's like you're connected, but you're backwards connected. But as people develop the relationship, it turns pele peh, face to face, panim el panim. So then that love really becomes very strong because then you really know each other. You really understand the bina as time continues to go on. I wanted to go back just for a moment. It's a little backwards in terms of we're on a nice flow right now. But it's just important, back to page Kuf Mem Beis for a second, understanding what the 50th gate of Bina is. And this is a very important yesod. It's like I've spoken about recently about the idea of not understanding things, how that itself is understanding. So if you look at Os Vav, you could skip the first paragraph, or the next paragraph it says, Uv Morinayim. The Morinayim, he writes, Kas of Tachlis Hayadiyahi Ashalot Teda. The idea of understanding is really not to know. Umufurish etzleinu shakol memtes sharim nuchal lahasig. We can understand the 49 gates. Those are all in our capacity to understand. Aval shar hanun hanikre, when the Eov calls it, nisiv lo yadu ayat, that a path that no one can see. Hu etzem elokus yivbarach shemo, it's the essence of Hashem. She'ein mi shiasigu, no one could comprehend it. Ubilti efshari hu, it's impossible. When you get to this gate, which is just foggy, you understand this is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Asher Ein B'Shem Ofen L'Shem Nivra Me'ol Yonim Tachtonim B'Koach L'Asigo. You get to a point where this is Hashem that I can't understand and nobody else can understand. That's Tachlis Yadiyah. That's knowing. Ratzel Omer Asher Masig Yadiyah. When you get to the recognition, the realization, Asher Yesh Leida. When you know what it means to know the 50th gate, when you admit to yourself that you can't understand it. That's what knowing you don't know. That's really the answer. V'lachein Moshe Rabbeinu Lav Hashem Hissig Gam Shahar Nun. He actually did talk to reach the Nun. Why did he reach the 50th gate? Because it says in the Gemara, Kulam Nitnu L'Moshe was all given to Moshe. V'hainu Gam Shahar Nun. Everything was really given to Moshe. V'hainu Shehivin Chutz Me'achad. He understood that one he didn't understand. Shein B'Koach. Visigo, that's how you get Vizel Hasik Sharnun, knowing that you don't understand. That's a fascinating point. And there's a number of different stories that connect this idea of saying I don't know is really the Yeshua to many things. But that's what it means. The 50th gate is understanding that you don't really understand. Fine. So back to the Sifrei Chen, he just developed the relationship between Chachma and Bina, how these two are intertwined and inseparable. So he says now in page Kuf Mem Dalad, Ulesfiras Bina, Yesh Od Kinuyim Achem Ve'elohim. So this is really it's a short list here. I mentioned the past Shari Ora. Shari Ora is a sefer written by one of the Rishonim, where he goes through all the different spheres and which names, which words, which terms are used. Malchus is called Eha Eretz, Hashem Adnus. There's so many names, words that are used for each of the spheres. He's giving just a few examples. If you want to see a much more exhaustive list, learn Shari Ora. He goes through many, many more. How truth is, I don't think he goes through Chachma Bina V'Das. I don't remember. No, he does actually. He does go through all 10 of them. So he says, L'sfira, L'sfiras Bina, Yesh'od Kinuim Achayim Ve'elohim. Yovel Ha'elyon. The higher level of Yovel, Mishum Shiesh Ba Chamishim Shari Bina, V'Yovel Hu Chamishim Shana. Meaning, wherever you see the word 50, the number 50, Shavuos is the 50th day, Yovel is the 50th year. 50 always means Bina. What that means, that requires a little bit more explanation. Oz Beis, he's just going through a very short list. Chayrus Elyon, the higher level of freedom, Shemisham Ulamala Ein Shum Shlitas Hachitzonim, this ultimate freedom, which an area that is no longer any type of external Shlita, that's Chayrus Elyon. Doesn't really explain what that means, but that's what he says is Chayrus Elyon. That's also Bina. Olam HaTshuva, the world of Tshuva, Kamo Shekasev Ulevavo Yavin V'Shav, Tshuva is also the world of Bina. That's where Bina comes from, a person's tshuva, that even though you may have been doing things wrong, and we're maybe separate from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and separate from people around us, the Bina tells us we're all very much connected, so tshuva and Bina brings us back to that initial place. And Olam HaKisa, again, this is the, I can't elaborate on each piece, I don't really fully appreciate all these different pieces here, but you're just listing some other ideas. Olam HaKisa, the world of the throne, Kamaimer Chazal, Gedola Tshuva Shemagas at Kisa Kavod, the place of tshuva, it reaches the throne. So that's also the world of Bina. V'cheina kavana v'mash amru chachamenu zal HaKadosh Baruch Hu chater chatira mitachas kisei kvoda. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu has burrowed underneath the throne a way for us to get back in. Even though we can't get back in the direct way, we could come in from the tunnel. They talk about there's a din in the Torah, it's called Bav Machteres, when the Ganav, he tunnels underneath and goes into your house. There's a whole discussion how you could kill the guy, you can't kill the guy. But they say that's the idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Bav Machteres. He's able to somehow tunnel underneath his world to give us a path in. That's the world of Tshuva, that's the world of Bina. The Kabbas Tshuvas Menashe Melech, that was done in such a way to even accept Menashe, even though he was such an Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Hainu Misfira Sabina, Hanikres Olam Hakisei, Mishum Shisham Hu Gam Olam Hatshuva. Now that's the world of Tshuva. And that's why the mother's always, her son can never do wrong. No matter what he does, he can never do wrong in her eyes. Because that's the mother, that's the area of the Bina. And Oshei, the next example, Eim HaBanim, in Yan Mavur Lahalanam Be'arucha, next Hagdama test we'll learn next week. That's Eim HaBanim, that's the Lashon Bina, the mother. And finally, Ozvav, Shchinta Ilah, the higher Shchina, Kiyashbasa Birchoseh, Shochenes Meiros Bechol Asfiros Shetachta. The Shchina, the Elyon, the higher level Shchina, gives forth all this Hashba down below. And parenthetically, Sviras Malchus is Nikre Shchinta Tata. There's a higher Shchina and there's a lower Shchina. So the higher Shchina is referring to the Bina, the lower Shchina is referring to Malchus. Ayin Lahalon, Avodas Yaakov Avinu, Lechaber Malchus. Libina. Okay, so that end of Ches. Should we continue, or should the Os test and maybe we must? Yeah, we could go for it. Yeah. Okay. So let's begin then. He says Hakdama test now. Dal olamos abia abiv ima bar baritas abia. We'll see. Refers to atzilus bria yitzir asir. And there's father and mother, there's son and daughter. These all connect to the four letters we mentioned before and the four different spheros. So he tells us, Bo Yisbar, here we're going to explain, Shederach Hanal, B'chilak Eser Sfiros, L'arba Romez, L'inan Hadad, Olamos Abiyam. So whenever you see four, the four broken up spheres before, we're going to line up nicely to the four worlds. V'kavanas Hadal, Kinuim, Abba, V'ima, Bar, Barta, V'gamiz Bar, Inan, Avodas, Yaakov, Avinu, L'chaber, Ha'hei, Tata, La'hei, Allah, V'inan, Le'e, Rachel. Okay, there's going to be a lot we're going to learn here. Rov Svarm HaKadoshim Nechlokim HaEsa Sfiros L'Arba. Most Svarm, as we mentioned in the previous discussion, the 10 spheres are broken into 4 categories. V'nikram arba olamos, they're called four worlds. V'hem hadal olamos shetfila ola derech sham kimuva besidurim. If you look at any of the svarim, masuk medvash svarim, they speak about how the different layers are. Karbanos is the world of asiya, the very action based. That's asiya. Psuke is the world of yitzira, and then shema is bria, and then in tefillas atzilas is the highest level. That's where Pia the Rizal, a person comes late, it's very important that you go in order of tefillah according to the Rizal, against the Hawi Pask and Halacha. But the Rizal, the Seder HaTefillah, is extremely important because you're climbing up different worlds, like we just said. So, just to read this inside, if you take a look in Osei, he tells you how it's broken up. He says, Dal Olamos, top right here, Abiyah B'Seder HaTefillah. Seder HaTefillah, you said this, it's founded Al Dal Olamos Abiyah B'Zeh HaOfen in the following way. So even through Pesukei the Zimmer, all that's the world of Asiya. Misham ad Baruch Hu, who all my Yetzira. Mi Baruch Hu, right, but Pesukei is Baruch Shemar, that's the Yetzira world. Mi Baruch Hu ad Shemone Esrei, who all my Bria. B'zeh tam shenogin leishu mitchis Yotzer. Why we sit from Yotzer ad Shemone Esrei? Ki Bria nikra olam ha-kisei. It's the world of Kisei. We sit on the throne. We can move over B'sidr Rabbi Shabsai. Hashmona Asrei Hu Olam Hatzilus, Umushah Maskil Yuridas Hashefa, the Sheva becomes down, Kumavur Bashar Kavanos, Vaim Bizar Kodesh, Bavodas Yisrael. So this is very important for how it works. Okay. He brings it later on from the Ova Yisrael, who says the same thing as well. Okay, we could go weiter back inside the Sifsechein text. Ve'elohim. So we are the four worlds back inside. Atzilus, which aligns with Chachma. Bria, which aligns with Bina. Yitzira is Tferis and Zer Anpin. And Asiya is Malchus. V'sodam yotzmi pasuk. This secret comes out from the pasuk in Yeshaya. Kol nikur b'shmi l'chvodi. Whoever calls my name, who calls out my honor. V'rosiv yitzartiv af asiyasev v'nikur me'bereshet tevos abiyah. So this pasuk captures the four... three of the four worlds here. It doesn't say Atzilus here, but it says Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Atzilus is out of our understanding. It's too high. Like Chachmah can't understand. Atzilus we also can't understand. That's why the words also, the Gra talks about how in the Maaseh Bereishis, you find the word Yitzira, you find the word Bria, you find the word Asiya, but you don't find the word Atzilus anywhere in Bereishis because it's a world we can't really understand. Okay. Ubezor HaKodesh, he writes further, maybe we'll just do this paragraph and we'll stop here. Ubezor HaKadosh, he writes, Mechana Osam B'kinuim Achayim. The other terms used, their imageries, their personalities used. Heim Abba, Ima, Bara, Barta, father, mother, son, daughter. Kedugmas Av, Eim, Benubas. Abba, Hu Chachma, Kamo Shekosev, Av, B'chachma. Ima, Hu Bina, Kamaim, Rakosev, Eim, Labina, Tikra. And Bara, Hu is Teferis, the son is the Teferis. And Barta, Hi Malchus, they're the offspring, the son and daughter, that come from the father and the mother, Chachma and the Bina. Okay, so maybe we'll stop here, and Mitzvah Hashem will continue next week.